Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second weekend of June. This week, there was a major wildfire in the vicinity of Ottawa. For a few days, the air was foggy and smelled of smoke. Where I grew up, earthquakes, tsunamis, and floods were common natural disasters, but wildfires were not. So this was the very first time in my life that I ever came close to a wildfire. The first day when the air became foggy, I went outside and realized that the air smelled different than usual. It reminded me of my grandmother's vegetable garden from childhood. I didn't think that it was because of the wildfire until later that day somebody told me. When the air remained foggy for the next couple of days, I started worrying that I might not see the clear air again. So when it rained and the air finally cleared out, I really appreciated it and promised myself that I would never take the clear air for granted. How has been your week? Today, I am sharing with you a memory of an interaction between a mother and her little son that I happened to witness several summers ago during my visit to Japan. Every now and then, we come across a scene that leaves a special impression on us. I believe that these moments remain in our memory for a reason, and I try to understand them better by capturing them in a story photograph. I wonder what random encounter might be brought back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. When the boy really wanted it. Several summers ago, during my visit to Japan, my family went to a local hot spring not far from my parents' home. This was a place where we used to regularly visit for a quick relaxation since when I was young. It was no fancy place, though they had a good collection of baths, including a large outdoor rock bath. The place was more like the community's public bathhouse than a resort. Many farmers, shopkeepers, and other local folks would come to take a bath there in the evening. After an hour drive through many rice fields, we arrived at the hot spring. As usual, we first took a good long bath, had my mother's homemade dinner in an open sitting room, then moved to another sitting area for the final hour before the closing time. In Japan, especially in a hot spring place, it is common for people to sit and relax on the floor space. There were some low tables and cushions prepared for the visitors, and both my parents and I picked up a few cushions and lay down on the floor. Some people slept like that, but I spent the time reading a book while stretching myself out over three cushions. In front of us, there was a mother and two little boys. They had all taken a bath, and now the mother was resting on the floor like us. She looked a little tired,
lying down on the floor, while her boys were running about. There was a toy vending machine nearby. Another child came with his mother, and he got a little toy capsule from the machine. As soon as they left, the little boy went to his mother, who was resting on the floor with her eyes closed. "Mommy," he tugged at his mother's shirt, "can I have a toy capsule?"
"What?"
The mother opened her eyes.
"A toy capsule? You know that we aren't doing that today. Another time, okay?"
The boy didn't look so convinced, but he went back to run about with his little brother. But his gaze fell on the toy vending machine. After a while, he went back to his mother, shaking her shoulder.
"Mommy," his voice was now a little more urgent, "I want a toy capsule."
"What happened to you, hon?" The mother looked at her son, still lying on the floor.
"Why do you want it all of a sudden? Another time, okay?"
But this time, the boy didn't leave her side. He started whining.
"I want the toy capsule."
His little brother was toddling about, happy and completely unbothered by what was going on between his mother and brother. The mother finally got up.
All right," she said, reaching out for her wallet. "I don't know what got into you, hon, but you can buy one. Only one, okay? That's gonna be it."
The boy stopped crying upon receiving the coin in his hand. There was already a smile on his face. He dashed to the vending machine, and in no time, he had a toy capsule in his hand.
"Mommy, mommy, look what I've got!"
He was all excited as he sat down next to his mother, showing her the treat he'd got.
"Good for you," the mother smiled at him. "You're happy now."
The boy was satisfied, his attention solely focused on his new tiny toy. His brother was also sitting next to him, looking at the toy. Soon, it was the closing time, and we all stood up to pack our belongings. The mother and the two little boys also left. As I watched them leaving, the mother a little tired and the boys skipping with joy, I knew that this was a scene that would always stay in my heart.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.